Hello, boys and girls, and welcome back to Bedtime Stories with Papa Rick. Tonight's story will be Little Red Riding Hood, adapted by Oscar Wilde. Once upon a time, there was a little girl who had a pretty red cape and a bright red hood, which she wore whenever she went out. That is exactly why she was called Little Red Riding Hood. One day, her mother packed a basket with cake and fruit and said to Little Red Riding Hood, "This is a gift for you to take to your grandmother. She is not well and will enjoy eating some cake and fruit." So Little Red Riding Hood tied on her red cape and hood and set out for grandmother's house. As she was going through the woods, she met a big wolf. The wolf spoke to her in a gruff voice. "Good morning, little girl," he said. "Where are you going with that nice basket of cake and fruit?"
"I'm going to visit my grandmother," replied Little Red Riding Hood.
"She lives in a cottage at the other end of the woods."
"Well, well," said the wolf politely, "I'm going to visit your grandmother too. I shall take the path across the meadow, since I must first visit someone else. I'll see you at grandmother's." The crafty old wolf really knew where grandmother lived. He also knew the path across the meadow was the shortest way to reach grandmother's house. Little Red Riding Hood stopped along the way to pick some bright flowers and watch the butterflies fluttering among the trees. So the wicked wolf was at grandmother's house long before Little Red Riding Hood got there. He crept up to the house very quietly and pecked on the window. There sat grandmother in her rocking chair, knitting a sweater for Little Red Riding Hood. But grandmother saw the wolf too. She dashed into her clothes closet and locked the door behind her, doing it so quickly that the wolf hardly knew what was happening. Big Bad Wolf was very angry. He came into the house and rattled the closet door, trying to open it, but he could not. Then he saw grandmother's nightcap and shawl hanging on a peg. "I'll just put those things on and get into bed," said the wolf to himself. "When Little Red Riding Hood sees me, she will think I am her grandmother." Very soon, Little Red Riding Hood knocked on the door. "Who's there?" said the wolf, pretending to be grandmother.
"It's me, Little Red Riding Hood," said the girl.
"Come in, my dear," said the wolf in his gentlest voice. He drew the covers up around to his chin.
"Oh, grandmother," declared Little Red Riding Hood, standing near the bed. "What big bright eyes you have."
"The better to see you with, my dear," said the wolf softly.
Little Red Riding Hood came closer. "Oh, grandmother, what big ears you have."
"The better to hear you with, my dear," said the wolf, still more softly.
Then Little Red Riding Hood saw the wolf's long, sharp teeth.
"Oh, grandmother, what big teeth you have," she whispered. "The better to eat you with, my dear," cried the wolf, throwing back the covers as he jumped out of the bed. Then Little Red Riding Hood saw that it was the Big Bad Wolf pretending to be her mother. At that moment, a hunter passed the house. He heard Little Red Riding Hood's frightened scream and burst open the door. When the wolf saw the hunter's long rifle, he had a change of mind. Now it was his turn to be frightened. He had time for just one quick yelp before running up the house as quickly as he could. Now grandmother unlocked the door and came out of the closet where she had been hiding. She kissed Little Red Riding Hood again and again, and she thanked Hunter for saving them both from the Big Bad Wolf. They were all so happy, they decided to have a party then and there. Grandmother served glasses of milk to her visitors, and they all ate up cake and fruit that Little Red Riding Hood had brought from home. And that, boys and girls, is the story of the Little Red Riding Hood. Join me next time on Bedtime Stories with Papa Rick. Have a good night,
and sleep tight.